Grace be yours and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God for our sermon this morning is our first lesson appointed for this Sunday. We look to the book of the prophet Jeremiah. We read there in the 23rd chapter, beginning at verse 23. Am I only a God nearby, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Can anyone hide in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? I have heard what the prophets say who prophesy lies in my name. They say, I had a dream, I had a dream. How long will this continue in the hearts of these lying prophets who prophesy the delusions of their own minds? They think the dreams they tell one another will make my people forget my name, just as their fathers forgot my name through Baal worship. Let the prophet who has a dream tell his dream, but let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. For what has straw to do with grain, declares the Lord? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? Therefore, declares the Lord, I am against the prophets who steal from one another words supposedly from me. Yes, declares the Lord, I am against the prophets who wag their own tongues and yet declare, the Lord declares. Indeed, I am against those who prophesy false dreams, declares the Lord. They tell them and lead my people astray with their reckless lies. Yet I did not send or appoint them. They do not benefit these people in the least, declares the Lord. This is God's word. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, straw will fill your belly if you eat it. Eating straw, however, will not give you any nourishment because it has no nutritional value. Grain, on the other hand, will nourish you and fill you at the same time. It makes no sense to eat only straw. It makes no sense to eat straw and grain together. The only thing that makes sense is to eat only grain. Think of false doctrine and the truth of God's word in those terms. False teaching, false doctrine is like straw. The true word of God, the word of truth, is like grain. The prophet Jeremiah preached to Israel. Jeremiah fed the people the grain, the nourishing grain of God's word that God had given to him. Opposing him were lying prophets, preachers who had their own ideas and their own dreams, their own visions that they shared with one another and now were giving to the people of Israel, as God said, to try to get them to forget the name of the Lord and to worship Baal. We might say then that these lying prophets were feeding the people the straw of their own imagination, even as Jeremiah was continuing to feed the people the grain, the nourishing, strengthening grain of the word of truth, God's word. And so the Lord compared the empty words of those lying prophets to straw and his words to grain. And that led him then to ask the question that is our theme. What has straw to do with grain? Well, see, first of all, that lying prophets speak their own delusions. And secondly, the one who has God's word is to speak it faithfully. The southern kingdom, 6 centuries before Jesus' birth, was filled with lying prophets. And their lies, which were really breaking the second commandment, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, was leading some away from the truth of the Lord. And that leading was taking some people to follow Baal, one of the false gods in the country where Israel lived. When you think about it, that doesn't sound a lot different from today. There are faithful preachers who speak only the grain of God's word and share that with their people for nourishment and strength, and were opposed by lying prophets who feed people the straw of their own imagination. Lying prophets today urge our fellow Christians and others to worship false gods. The false god that most people are led to worship is not Baal, however. Rather, the false gods that the lying prophets try to get people to follow are church councils, human ordinances, Unitarian deities, popular opinion, and most of all, myself and my own ideas. At the time of Jeremiah, the Lord warned Judah collectively about listening to the lying prophets. God warns us about listening to taking in their straw of false doctrine. God called to Judah, and he calls to us, turn away from the lying prophets. Turn away from their lies. Repent and follow God's word. Judah, sadly, did not repent, and God's promise of judgment came down upon them. Judah realized the same ending as the northern kingdom of Israel had done at the hands of a foreign nation as God's tool of judgment. By their falling away with listening to the lying prophets, God's verdict came down upon them. God's verdict always comes down upon the lies and the deceits and the false words that lying prophets speak, and to those who bend the knee in worship of those false gods who listen to those prophets. A person who eats straw will be filled. We might even say, in a way, they'll feel full and satisfied. And they'll keep eating and keep feeling full right up to the point that they die, because the thing that they were taking in had no nutritional value, had nothing that would give them life, nothing that would give them strength. So all the while they were fooling themselves, thinking that they were getting something that was nourishing, the very thing that they were taking in was killing them. The Lord our God indicates clearly the main differences between he who lives and is the true God and the false gods with their false ideas about whom those lying prophets proclaimed. God asks a very good question. Am I only a God nearby? and not far away. And think of a statue or an idol of Baal or any idol. It's really only a god nearby. You can get away from it. You can hide from it. But God says, you can't do that with me. I'm not just a God nearby, I'm a God everywhere because I fill all things. And so I am the true God. I am the one who exists everywhere. I am not a false local God appearing in a statue or some other immediate presence of my physical location. Think of the word idol, I-D-O-L, with the other word, idol, I-D-L-E. The first is like the second because it doesn't do anything. An idol is idle because it doesn't exist. It's not real. And so all of the promises, all of the words, all of the claims that the lying prophets, that the false teachers make about their idols and their false gods, whatever those may be, will never come to pass. They'll never be true because the one making those isn't real, isn't true, isn't God. That's why the lies and false promises and false claims that false teachers make about their God are meaningless at best, not to mention spiritually harmful and damning at the worst. Today's lying prophets are those who claim to speak in God's name, even as they deny God's essence. They claim to speak for God, even though they deny God's only plan of salvation, faith in Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of sins and eternal life in heaven. Many of the cults, many false religions today ape or mimic or look like heterodox historical Christianity. Many of them don't, but they have nothing in common with real Christianity. And that's what the Lord God means when he asks that question. What has straw to do with grain? The answer is nothing. Absolutely nothing. And therefore, you and I are to ignore those false prophets. Stay away from those lying prophets and all their lies, because they've exchanged the truth for their dreams, ideas, interpretations, and they bend their views to popular opinion. All false doctrine is straw. True teaching doesn't have a grain of truth to it. True teaching is the grain that is truth. It is the grain that feeds us and strengthens us and nourishes us, particularly the truth that the Lord our God is one God alone who lives, and that that Lord God has in his Son provided us the forgiveness of our sins and a home in heaven, not by what we do or contribute, but wholly, completely, satisfactorily by the work that Jesus did for us on the cross. God has given his word to us to speak, and the one who has the word of God is to speak it faithfully. The prophet Jeremiah had a secretary by the name of Baruch, and along with Jeremiah, his master, he suffered greatly because he and Jeremiah stayed strictly with the Bible's message of sin and grace, law and gospel, repentance, and faith. Jesus made it very clear that as we are faithful to the Word of God, that's going to cause division. That's going to cause separations, even in families. Because there will be some people who hold and listen to the truth of God's Word, and other people who will not want to listen to it at all, or might want to alter it, like you'd alter a pair of pants or a suit. Like you could just take it and cut it apart and refit it together to make it fit what you want to believe or what you want to do. Make no mistake, the Word of God is not unclear. It is not weak. It does not need to be rearranged and reset by human interpretation. The Bible is clear. The Bible is powerful. Jesus said the Word of God cannot be broken. That is, it stands as it is. It fits us and our needs, particularly our need for salvation. The Lord God speaks about that power of His true Word. That Word, He says, is like fire. It purifies our knowledge. It purifies our understanding and our thoughts and our ideas. He says, my Word is like a hammer that breaks hard rocks. God's Word breaks the rock of our crusty, sinful hearts and prideful hearts in the preaching of the law. And with that same Word of God in the gospel, our Lord God gives us new hearts. He creates in us a new heart. He restores a right spirit within us so that He will not cast us away from His presence forever. What has straw to do with grain? Nothing. Straw, it has no value. But grain is what makes you strong. The lies of the lying prophets have no value. The only thing that really counts is that word of truth, the word of God. And those who have the word of God are to speak it faithfully. And that doesn't apply just to us public ministers who are to be careful as we handle the word of truth, to rightly divide the word of truth, to be able to properly distinguish between law and gospel. But those things apply to all of you as well. By God's grace, He has given you and me that true word of God. And He calls on us to speak that word faithfully. Faithfully means as it stands. Faithfully doesn't mean that I just preach the word of God. It doesn't just mean that I listen. I mean, it also means that I listen to the Word of God. It means that I live the Word of God, and not just when it's convenient. It means to preach the Word of God no matter what. It means to believe the Word of God no matter what. It means to live the Word of God no matter what. And when we do that, we understand that enemies will attack that clear and powerful true Word of God. They'll attack it as being loveless and judgmental. They'll misunderstand that when you're trying to help somebody that is listening to false doctrine, and when you attack the false doctrine, they'll misunderstand and think that you're attacking the person, when in fact you aren't. They don't really understand and will misunderstand the difference between belonging to the invisible church through faith in Christ and belonging to a visible church, where the confessions of that church that we make publicly must agree completely with God's word. God intends the one who has his word to speak it faithfully. And when we do that, that word makes us aware of our sins and our condemnation. It makes us aware of our forgiveness and of our salvation. It makes us aware of Jesus, who bore those sins in his body on the tree and rose again for our justification. The word of God empowers us to believe in Jesus Christ and to live a godly life according to it. Because it is alive, it is living. It is like grain that is given for our good. You maybe are familiar with the so-called straw man argument in an argument. The straw man of that argument means that an argument is presented that really isn't true. It really doesn't exist. It's just put there to try to draw attention away from the reality. Well, think of straw man theology, or think of straw man doctrine or teaching. It's not real. It doesn't mean anything. It's only put there to try to get us away from the teaching of the truth. People preach it and believe it, but it isn't really true, those straw man doctrines. No straw man doctrine ever nourished a Christian's faith or brought an unbeliever to faith in Christ. Finally, all the lies, all the false teachings and revelations, all of men's dreams will be burned up and disappear like straw. But, verbum domini manet aeternum. The word of the Lord stands forever. You maybe have seen that with the letters V, D, M, A. And why? Because what does straw have to do with grain? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Amen. Please stand. And now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. At this time, we'll see our Wells connection.